good to be with you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be with you tonight. This is Evangelist Eddie Bolton speaking to you from Jacksboro, Tennessee. Brother Lloyd Yearwood is in Chillicothe, Ohio, in a revival up there. And he told me that they were having some good services. And I thank God for Brother Yearwood. And we want to thank God tonight for this opportunity of being able to be with you all tonight. And we want to thank you for listening in to this broadcast tonight. And I thank God tonight for all that God has done for us and all that he's doing for us and all that he's going to do for us, because God is a God that sees our need. And he said that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I believe that's Philippians 4:19. I thank God tonight that he is with us, and he'll watch over us, and he'll keep us, and it don't matter where we're at. And I just thank God for that. We've got a call in here from 770-584. Come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Eddie, this is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord, John.
Well, tonight we're talking about promotion coming from the Lord. And out of Psalm 75, the Bible says, and starting in verse 4, he said, I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Verse 5, lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. In other words, exalting yourself in the exaltation. Verse 6, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is a judge. He put us down one and set us up another. And tonight, I want to speak out of Genesis, the book of Genesis, and tell the story of Brother Joseph tonight. And, tonight's message is promotion, a dream come true. We find, amen, starting in, I'm just going to tell the story and go through the story of Joseph, but the story starts in Genesis chapter 37. Talks about Joseph, the youngest son, amen, at that time, or the son of Jacob in his old age. And Jacob had made a coat and many collars for him, and all his brethren knew that he had loved him because he was the son of his old age, and how he had loved him. And the Bible says that Joseph dreamed a dream. The man had a night vision, and in this dream, he began to tell his brothers about the dream. And they hated him yet even more, because in the dream, they were binding sheaves in the field. And the Bible says, amen, talking about in Psalms, that, Lord, that we bind the sheaves together, bringing in the sheaves together. And this is bringing in the harvest together. The Bible says in the dream that they were binding the sheaves together, and that as they were all standing around, and his sheep was standing upright, and their sheaves that they had bound together, and him being the young son, all of their sheaves had bowed down into his sheep. And this was a time, amen, this was a representation, amen, of that dream that Joseph had dreamed, amen, that their sheaves, that what they had harvested, would bow down before what he had harvested. Tonight, we need to know, church, that the Bible says in Galatians that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap, in Galatians chapter 6. What we sow in life, amen, will bring us to that place of whether it's promotion or demotion tonight. And as he dreamed a dream, the Bible says that in that same chapter that he dreamed yet another dream. When he dreamed Yet another dream, he dreamed about the sun and the moon and the 11 stars making obeisance, bowing down to him. Joseph was not a man who was a man of pride. Joseph was not a man. Amen. The Bible says, humble thyself in the sight of God, he shall highly exalt you. There shall be a higher exaltation. The Bible says humility before honor. But Joseph was not a man of pride, but God began to give him dreams. God began to give him visions. The Bible says in Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he that keepeth the law. And God began to pour out and make Joseph a dreamer, amen. But these dreams would come true. These would be dreams that would bring him to a place of promotion, and bring him to a place, of, amen, of exaltation. And tonight, many times, amen, the Word of God and the Spirit of God will come and bring you visions, amen, and bring you place into a force. And the Bible says that his brother envied him even more. You know, the Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 16, or 3, verse 16, excuse me, that where every strife is, there's every evil work and confusion. And these brothers began to become even more envious. He began to, amen, to keep, amen, the flocks, amen, and they were feeding the flocks. And as not only was Joseph feeding the flock, but his brethren went out. They went to the a place there, and Jacob had sent them, amen, to Shechem to tend the flocks there of Jacob. As they went there, they had come. They left Shechem and went to Dothan. And Jacob had sent Joseph, his son that he loved, amen, amen, to see about the state of flocks. Tonight, we need to know that Joseph was a type and shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ. For as Jacob was the earthly father, amen, God the Father sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to see the state of their flock, amen. He told Peter and them to look to the state of their flock. Look, amen, know your flock, amen, know those that labor among you. And so as they were coming, you know, it's time for us, amen, tonight, church, amen. Promotion comes from those who will, the Bible says, he that has faith will over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many things. God is looking for men and women that will take care of his flock, and his promotion, his exaltation will come because this, just as Joseph and just some of the others, amen, in the scriptures, they began, amen, to be faithful with things that weren't theirs, but the things of others, but they were a faithful steward. The Bible says it is required of a steward to be found faithful, amen. And as Joseph, amen, come and would be faithful, amen, to the things that were not his. And the Bible says that he came, amen, to his brothers saw him afar off, and they said, well, here, in paraphrasing, here's that dreamer. And they got together, they conspired together, they made a conspiracy to kill Joseph because of envy and strife. You know, that's the way the Lord Jesus Christ was delivered up, amen, to the hand of man because of envy. They knew that he was delivered up because of envy, and he would be delivered up because of this jealousy. Who can stand? Jealousy is as cool as the grave, and the Bible says, who can stand before envy because of what was upon Joseph's life? Amen. And as he come, and they made a conspiracy. Reuben tried to hold him, but what they done is they took his coat from him, the coat of many colors that his father had given him. You know, tonight, amen, as we look, there are many things that was taken from Jesus. He owned it all. Amen. The Bible says he owned the cattle on 1,000 hills. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The Bible says, and the inhabitants and they that dwell therein. And hallelujah, as the world has come and stripped him, amen, at the end of his life here on the earth, amen. And here they stripped Joseph of his the coat that his father had given him. Tonight we need to be careful, amen, because as those that are promoted, amen, by the Lord Jesus Christ, and those that are promoted by God, sets up who he will, that much of the world wants to strip them of their things, strip them of the things that's given unto by the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Father. The Bible says that they stripped him of his coat, amen, they put him in a pit. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 37, verse 24, and there was no water. There was nothing to sustain him in that pit. And as they come, they begin to eat. Amen. And as they ate, amen, as they were eating, then the Bible tells us that the Ishmaelites came. And they were going into Egypt. Amen. And so as they passed by, amen, they sold him. They sold their brother, amen, unto the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And then he was brought, then they brought Joseph into Egypt. You know, Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver, and our Lord was sold for 30 pieces of silver. You know, tonight, amen, amen, men's lives, men and women's lives are being sold for just pieces of silver, amen. You need to know that you've already been bought with a price tonight. You're precious. God has promoted you because he's taking you from being bought with that which is silver, that which is gold, that which is that. But you are bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Every one of you tonight, and each time, my Lord, you've been bought by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the most precious thing upon this earth tonight, church. You haven't been redeemed by gold or silver or crypt or contemptible thing, but tonight you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's how precious you are, and that's how God wants to promote you. Amen. You need to know that we are saved by grace. Amen. Hallelujah. We're saved by grace. We don't earn salvation. We don't earn these things. There's not even anything that Joseph did or Daniel did or those that God promoted did, but through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that they took his coat and sold him. They had a plan. Amen. And they killed a kid. Amen. And they put the blood of this kid on the coat, amen, of Joseph. And as Joseph was being sold into Egypt, as he was being taken into Egypt, they took Joseph's coat back to Jacob, and they deemed him, and they deceived him into, they said, we don't know what's become of the brother. They knew what had become of him, amen. You need to know tonight, you know, the Bible says there in Genesis, when the first murderer, the first slayer rose up, amen, and because of envy, he envied, amen. Cain rose up and he slew Abel, his brother. And the blood of Abel cried up from the earth in the beginning of Genesis. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And the Lord spoke to Cain. And he wanted to know, why is his brother's blood crying up to the earth? And Cain said, why? Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we are tonight, church. We are our brother's keeper tonight. We are the keeper of the flock. We are the keeper of those. We are the keeper and protector even of our enemy. The Bible says we are to love our enemy. Amen. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And tonight, promotion comes again from the Lord. I'm talking about dreams coming true. I'm talking about dreams of promotion coming through from the Word of God. And the Bible says, amen, that as he, as they came, amen, And Jacob began to mourn, and he couldn't be comforted. All his sons and all his daughters come, but he refused. He said, I would mourn all the days of my life. And the Bible says when the Midianites came, they sold him into the officer of Pharaoh's captain of the guard, Potiphar. And as he come into Potiphar's house, amen, the Bible says, amen, that we see again there in chapter 39, that as he was brought into Potiphar's house, an officer of Pharaoh. Hallelujah. And as he was brought in there, he was sold to him also. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 2 of chapter 39 that the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master, here Potiphar, seen that the Lord was with Joseph. You know, the Bible says, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works. This Potiphar saw the Lord in Joseph's life. He saw the blessing, and all that he did prospered his hand. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And as he served him, Potiphar made him the overseer of his house. Hallelujah. And he put everything. You have to remember, this man was a slave. He was an indentured servant. But here, amen, he went from an indentured servant to the overseer. Right there is promotion, grace, favor. Hallelujah. He went, amen, from being last of the house. He that is last shall be first. As God, amen, give him favor. And the Bible says that he left all in Joseph's hand. Potiphar didn't even know what was in his hand. The blessings of the Lord was upon him. And the Bible says that Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. But what had happened after that is even Potiphar's wife began to look upon Joseph. Potiphar's wife began to desire Joseph in a way that she ought not to. And everything in Potiphar's house was given unto Joseph except for his wife. Hallelujah. And she even come day after day after day, amen, amen, and desiring Joseph and wanting him to be with her, amen. hallelujah, in a way that he ought not to. And he said, I cannot do this. I cannot sin against God. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says that day after day, and there was a time where he'd come in. Amen. You need to know tonight that the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God has a plan for you tonight, church. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know my thoughts towards you, thoughts of peace, to bring you to an expected end. God has some thoughts. He has, amen, for the godly dream, amen, the godly vision to come true for you, that he's bringing you to a promotion. He's bringing you to a prosperity, talking about prosperity in the Lord. Amen. And whatsoever you find your hand to do, it shall prosper, saith the Lord. And then the Bible says that he come there. Amen. There again, he had a coat. He had then got a coat again, but there again, he had to lose the second coat. Hallelujah. As he lost the second coat, she grabbed a hold of him by the coat. Hallelujah. And as she grabbed a hold of him by the coat, he left the coat behind. Church, tonight, we need to leave. We got sometimes, for us to be promoted, we got to leave the coat of the world behind. We got to leave the things that are behind. Amen. The Bible says we get those things which are behind and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And as he was there, she held on to his coat until Potiphar returned to the house. And she was a deceiver. She lied. She was a false accuser. But tonight you need to know that no matter what's coming against you, you'll stand your ground, amen, and shed yourself of the things of this world. And while the Bible says that, let us set aside so every weight and that sin that so easily beset us. And she had falsely accused him that he had pressed upon her when he really had not done anything. Amen. Hallelujah. And then as she called, then he was cast into prison, the Bible says. Hallelujah. As he was cast into prison, the Bible says he took him to prison. And there in verse 21 of chapter 39, but the Lord was with Joseph. Remember, he had showed him grace. Now he was showing him mercy, and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. So here he was. He was a prisoner and came in, and all of a sudden when he gave him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And so here's what happened. Everywhere he went, he was the overseer. Everywhere he went, he was a ruler. He came in as a prisoner. He came in, amen, out of the pit. He came in, amen, all these things. He came in, hallelujah. Lastly, he became first. He said, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made to prosper. Here's what happened. God promoted Joseph in his family. God promoted Joseph in the house of the master. God promoted Joseph in the prison. Gave him everything that he that's another. The man didn't even have to do his job anymore. It was given under the hand of Joseph. Potiphar didn't even have to take care of his own house. It was given under the hand of Joseph. Amen. He said, he will cause whatever your hand to do, he will cause it to prosper. The Bible says that he was there put in the ward. It just so happened. God orders our steps, church. God orders your steps. As believers tonight, your steps are ordered in the Lord. Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered in the Lord. And as he was there, he was put in the ward with Pharaoh, the king's butler and baker. They had been offended him. They'd been put out. And then as they were in that dream, here's another dream. And they both dreamed in one night. One dreamed about three vines. The butler dreamed about three vines and how it blossomed and brought forth. And that the clusters thereof brought forth grapes, ripe grapes. And the Bible says that as he dreamed about that he took the grapes and pressed them in the Pharaoh's cup and gave the cup in the Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph gave him the interpretation. You need to know tonight that the Bible says a man's gift shall bring him before great men. And immediately he gave them the interpretation. He said the three vines were 3 days. And in the 3 days, amen, that he would restore his to Pharaoh's hand, amen, and the cup that he would deliver it as he was before. That he would be the chief butler again. Hallelujah. And then he told him, he said, think on me when you come back. Because he said, I pray thee make mention of me unto Pharaoh and bring me out of this house. For he was indeed stolen. And that's what it says in chapter 40, verse 15. For I was stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that I should put me into the dungeon. No, he had not done anything to be put there. But there was a plan. God had a plan. Amen tonight. Amen. And God has a plan for you tonight, church, to bring you to an expected end. God has a plan for you, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever tonight, to bring you unto the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring you unto himself. And then the chief baker began to tell his dream and how he had three white baskets on his head. The uppermost basket had all manner of meats, and the birds did eat them out of the top basket of his head. And the interpretation was that the three baskets represented 3 days. And within 3 days, he would hang him on a tree, and the birds would eat his flesh from off the tree. That's exactly what happened, and it came to pass, just like the scripture said, and just like Joseph said, the chief butler was restored to his brothership, but the chief baker was hanged. And so we find, amen, and the Bible says there, starting in verse 40, chapter 41, that 2 full years went by. And then Pharaoh dreamed. And Pharaoh dreamed, amen, of 7 fat kine, which is a type of cattle, followed by 7 lean kind by a river. He said, amen, that the ill favored and the lean flesh come from the brink of the river. Amen. And the Bible says that he slept and he dreamed the second time and he fell back to sleep. And when he fell back to sleep, he saw 7 ears of corn come up upon one stalk, and it was good, rank and good. And then it was followed by 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after him. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh woke, and behold, it was a dream. He called all the magicians, and he called all the wise men of Egypt, but none could interpret the dream. And then the chief butler remembered how that Joseph had interpreted. He said, I remember my fault this day. But you know what? He could not, amen, until the appointed time. God appoints the times and the seasons, and Joseph had to stay in that jail, that prison, for another 2 years until Pharaoh dreamed a dream, amen, that would bring him into the Pharaoh's house. There are appointed times, amen, and there are seasons of all things, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And God gave him favor there in the prison, that it was time to bring him out, and they called for him, amen. And when he dreamed that dream in one night, amen, he was brought out of prison, amen, and interpreted the dream, and he told him, Pharaoh, that this dream was one. And you need to know that as Joseph, amen, began to interpret unto Pharaoh, he said the dream was one. And he told him basically that it would be 7 years of plenty. That's what the fat kine and that's what the fat corn represent. But it would be followed by 7 years of famine. These 7 years of famine would completely destroy and overtake the 7 years of plenty, like there was nothing. So what Joseph's counsel was that Pharaoh was to do this, to take up a fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. Let him gather all the food of those good years and let him lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh and let him keep food in the cities. He told him that he shall store food for the 7 years because the 7 years of famine would come him. And he told him, amen, to get a man who was discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. And when he gave him the interpretation, Pharaoh said, can we find such a man, one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet as wise as thou art. He said, thou shalt be in over my house. Here again, he sets him over the house of Pharaoh now. Here's a man, you got to remember, he was a slave. He came from the pit to the prison to the Pharaoh's house to the prince of Egypt. Hallelujah, church, hallelujah. He started out in the pit. He went to the prison, but now he's in, hallelujah, he's a prince. Hallelujah, and you need to know tonight, church, amen, and going on real quick, amen, there was nobody in Egypt greater than him except for Pharaoh in the throne. And Joseph, amen, all these years he ruled, and amen, and as he come, and as the famine come, just like he said, and when it hit all of the known world, and it hit his family, and you need to know tonight, amen, that when promotion is coming, amen, and God is exalting, amen, God had promoted all those that were around, amen, as Joseph was in the house, as Joseph was in, amen, Potiphar's house, Potiphar's house was brass. As he was in the prison was brass. As he's in Pharaoh, Pharaoh's house was brass. It's just like a type and shadow, amen, of the Ark of the Covenant of God and the establishment of God. When we have the promise of God fighting in our house, the hand of God, promotion will come to your house. Promotion will come to your life. Amen. And we know the story. Most of you know the story how that his brothers came, and they didn't know because of the way he was dressed and the way he was. And Pharaoh had given him, amen, wives, and he had children now. But when they came, amen, here comes his brothers, amen, from the land of Israel. When they came, amen, they were seeking for food. God had done all this, amen, as they came, amen. It's a pretty long story, but anyhow, they come and they brought stuff, and he restored their money. You know what? Tonight in church, God is restoring everything back to you. When you come, amen, because what you can offer tonight, you can't buy what God has for you tonight, church. He said, come, amen, and drink milk, amen, hallelujah, and bread without price and without money because he's already paid the price. Come and drink the bread of life, or eat the bread of life. Come and drink, amen, the milk, the sincere milk of the word of God tonight. Amen. This is the land of blessings. This is the time of plenty, and you need to know tonight, amen, even the abounding, even the abasing of the Lord Jesus Christ is more than the abounding of the world. Hallelujah. The Bible says to be content with whatsoever state you're in tonight, whether you're abounding or abased. That's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I've learned, amen, to be content, for godliness with contentment is great gain. You need to know tonight that your life isn't measured by the possessions you have tonight, but your life is measured by the relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to know tonight, amen, as they come, and as they came, and they went back to the land of Egypt, the land of Israel, excuse me, and they didn't know that their money had been restored. And after they left there in Egypt, Joseph had their money restored. So here they had, and they come back, and they begin, you know, what they had bought or what was given to them, sustained. So they had to come back again to Egypt the second time. Amen. They still didn't know this was their brother. And church tonight, some of you might not even know that this is still, there's a brother, there's a friend that's still here closer than a brother, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a friend that the greater brother has no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. The Lord Jesus Christ has laid down his life for you. The Lord Jesus Christ has went to prison for you. The Lord Jesus Christ has went to the pit for you. The Lord Jesus Christ has come, amen, into the house and went into captivity and led captives free. And he gave gifts, amen, hallelujah, that's what it says in Ephesians. And so we need to know tonight that as they came back, he healed the youngest brother. He held them until they would come back and bring their father also. And so he had brought back his family. How many of you know that, amen, that he had brought back he brought his whole family together, and they were come, and they were blessed because he had sent Joseph. Just like he said, that because the dream had come true, because here and now was the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars that were bowing down obeisant to him because of the dreams he had. Joseph remembered his dreams. Joseph had remembered his visions that God had given him. Joseph had remembered that Joseph was not a man. Joseph was a peacemaker. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemaker. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemaker. Matthew chapter 5. We need to know tonight that they came. And he began, amen, he couldn't take it anymore, as the love for his brother, and there's some of you that need to sound my voice. You've been done wrong. You've been put in the pit by your brother, by your own house. The Bible says a man's foes are those of his own household, amen. Hallelujah. And you need to know something tonight. There are those that have done you wrong. There are those that have come against you. But you know what? You have to forgive them tonight, church. You have to forgive them, because that's where promotion comes from. Joseph didn't hold anything against them. Not one of his brethren, when he came, he revealed himself, amen, as he revealed himself, hallelujah, and become, hallelujah, and they began to become weary because of what has happened. He said, am I not in the place of God? Did I not come before, and even as his father died, and they were more concerned about after their father died, amen, here they were in Egypt, and here he was ruling. But he said, am I not in the place of God? You need to know something tonight. God has put many of you in the sound of my voice right where you're at tonight. Why? Because it didn't come from the east, it didn't come from the west. It didn't come from the exalting your horn, but tonight, this is what promotes you. God is the judge. Right now you can have promotion. Right now you can go, some of you can see your path of life. Some of you can see your steps right now. But you need to know tonight, it doesn't come from the east, it doesn't come from the west, but it comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. I give you example after example after example in Joseph's life, how he promoted him. Started out a man in a pit, became the ruler. Church tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, not in pride, not in the pride of life, not in the lust of the eye, not in the lust of the flesh, but right now, tonight, God wants to promote you. He wants to highly exalt you. But first of all, it's a humbling. First of all, it's humility. First of all, it's coming to Jesus Christ. The first of all, bowing yourself for the Lord Jesus Christ so that God can lift you up. First of all, the first thing you have to do is choose out the lower seat so that God can come. He said, come up higher, my friend. And tonight, church, you need to know. You want to come up higher? If you come in and choose out the chief seat, I tell you right now, you only go down, you only fall back. But tonight, if you'll come and choose out the lower seat, God will lift you up, and he will give you promotion. All across the land, Father, right now, I ask for promotion all across
yes,
this
Lord.
Globe right now in Jesus' holy name, that you will promote those in the prosperity of the Lord Jesus Christ and the hand,
yes,
and whatsoever
Lord,
we do,
yes.
It shall prosper. Lord, I ask you to make this broadcast prosperous, that it will not return unto you void, but Father, promotion, because this is your works, this is your house, and you are our master. God, bless this word so it will go forth, and everything that's in your house will be blessed in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord for that. We appreciate it, Brother John. And if you're listening today, God has got a promotion for you. If you're saved today, if you're a child of God, God's got a promotion for you. And exaltation comes from God. The Bible said that to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due season. And, brother, he didn't put it just for one or for two, but he said whosoever will. And, brother, I'll tell you tonight, whenever we come forth and we humble ourselves down before the Lord, and, brother, we begin to seek after him. The Bible says to seek, and ye shall find, and knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. And he said, seek, and ye shall find, and knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. And, brother, I want you to know tonight, when you begin to seek after God, he'll be found of you when you seek after him with all of your heart. And brother, I'll tell you, there's nobody that wants to go through trials and tribulation. But, brother, when we begin to humble ourselves and we begin to seek after the Lord, and brother, God will be heard of us, and he will answer us, and he'll begin to lift us up, and he'll begin to encourage us, and he'll begin to strengthen us, and we'll begin to grow. And, brother, as we get the Word of God down in our spirit, brother, it'll begin to germinate. It's like a seed put in the ground, and it'll begin to germinate. And when it begins to germinate, it'll break forth through, and it will come forth, and it will begin to bear fruit. And Bible, brother, I want you to know tonight that whenever that it begins to come through, that there won't be anything that will keep it from growing. And brother, I tell you, he said, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. This in the 15th chapter of the book of St. John. And brother, we're talking about promotion. And brother, this as we begin to bear fruit, and the Bible said the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and meekness and gentleness and goodness and long-suffering. He said against such there's no law. And brother, you can't have too much of it. And as you begin, once you're saved, and you begin, this fruit will be in you. And you begin to bear this fruit, and you begin to grow in the Lord. The Bible said, brother, that he'll begin to purge you. Let me read a little bit. Now you're clean to the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. We've got to abide in Jesus to bring forth fruit. brother, when we're planted in Jesus, brother, that's where we get our strength from. That's where we get our nourishment from. Brother, and when we abide in him, this nourishment flows. Brother, and it causes us to bring forth fruit. He said, I'm the vine and you're the branches, and he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Brother, it takes tonight being abiding in Jesus tonight, and as we abide in him, this fruit will come forth. Brother, it will bring forth much fruit. He said, the same to bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And brother, you can go out here and you can put a show on. You can go out here and you can pretend. But brother, that won't change nothing. But when Jesus begins, when you begin to get grounded and rooted in Jesus, brother, you'll go forth. And Jesus brought forth a parable one time, and he said there was a sower that went out and sowed the word. And brother, he said some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air are coming to bear them up. And he said some seed fell by the stone, on the stony areas. And he said when the sun cometh up, or he said it sprung up forthwith, but when the sun come up, it withered away because it had no depth of earth. And then he said there was some seed that was sown among the thorns and the briars, and he said that they come up and they choked the word out, and said it didn't come to fruition, but it was choked out, and it didn't bear any fruit. But he said there some seed fell among good ground. Brother, and you take a farmer today, and brother, he'll begin to go out and he'll prepare the ground. He'll plow that ground. He'll clear that ground. And brother, he'll go out. And brother, when he goes out, he'll clean up and he'll straighten up where he wants to grow his grain at. And brother, it's the same way with the word of God. When God begins to deal with somebody, he said, up to your cling to the word that I've spoken unto you. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, that field is clean today. Brother, if you've been made clean by the word of God, if you've been born again and you're clean, you're like that ground that's been cleaned up and been prepared. And if the word of God comes unto you, brother, it will be planted in good ground. Brother, and I'll tell you what tonight, brother, it said for a man, whenever that this man, he sowed these seed and they went among the good ground. It said some brought forth 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Brother, I want you to know what, brother, when that word gets into the good ground of a clean heart, brother, it'll bring up more, it'll bring forth much fruit. Some will bring forth 30-fold, some will bring forth 60-fold, and some will bring forth 100-fold. And brother, let's go back a minute. Brother, that one that was sold among sold. Praise the Lord, the python and the birds of the air come and devoured the seed. That's the people, brother, before they understood the word, they heard it, and then before they understood it, the devil come and took it out of their heart. But then that one that was sown among the stony places was those, he said, that anon with joy would receive it, but because of the time of temptation, they would fall away. He said that bear no fruit. But let me tell you, he said then that was sown among the thorns and the briars. He said that was a brother who's heard the word of God, and brother said the cares and the riches of the world come up, and it choked the word out, and it become unfruitful. But he said the good ground of that went forth and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Brother, I want you to know tonight, if you're clean to the word of God, brother, if you've been born again into the family of God, brother, and the word of God comes into your heart, you can go forth and hear the word of God, and it'll come in, and it'll begin to bear forth fruit. Brother, not only that, as you continue on in the Lord, as you abide in him, and his word abides in you, you'll begin to bear forth much. You'll begin to bear forth more fruit. This fruit will go out and it will bring forth much fruit. But if we don't abide in Him, He said, "For without Me you can do nothing." If a man abide not in Me, is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, listen to me tonight. When the Word of God comes into you, and you abide, the Word abides in you, and you abide in Him, brother, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done. You might say, "Now, brother, what if I ask for the wrong thing?" Brother, if you're trying to live for Jesus, if you're trying to live for the One that gave His life for you and rose again on the third day, brother, your desire's going to be on serving Him, and your desire's going to be on that, brother, to further the kingdom of God. Brother, it might be something you need. Brother, and I'll tell you, God will answer that. Brother, it might be something to bring forth the kingdom of God, and God will answer that. Brother, I want you to know today, He said, "You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." If your heart is where it ought to be, if your heart has been made clean, and brother, you begin to desire the things that be of God, brother, you're going to desire. For the Bible said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Brother, when the Word of God's in your heart, then that's where your treasure is. Then, brother, that's where your heart's going to be. It's in the Word of God. He said, "If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you," brother, I'll tell you, the Word has got life in it. Jesus said these words, "That I speak unto you, their life, and their life more abundantly." Brother, I'll tell you today, as you begin to go forth, and as you begin to walk in the Lord, and as you begin to grow in the Lord, honey, these seeds will come forth, and you'll bear fruit. Brother, you'll bear forth more fruit. And brother, when it begins to grow, it'll begin to multiply. And brother, multiplication, when it takes place, brother, it will begin. You know how multiplication takes place. Brother, it's like we're preaching tonight on promotion. Brother, I'll tell you, the Word of God in your heart will begin to promote you. Brother, because it will cause you to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He said, "Herein is My Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be My disciples." Oh, listen to me today. He said it was God's will, or God would be glorified, that you bear much fruit. And He said, "So shall you be My disciples." God wants us to bear much fruit, brother, and He'll help us. You see, it's something we can't do on our own, but it's because of the Word of God that's in us. Brother, we can bear forth more fruit. Oh, listen to you, and the strength. Brother, when you put seeds in the ground, they've got to be watered. And brother, I'll tell you what, the Bible said in one place, He said, "I planted," and He said, "Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." God is the author of this, and God will help you to bear forth much fruit. He said, "So shall you be My disciple." Jesus won't leave you, but He said, "I'll pray the Father, and He'll send you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." And He said, "It is the Holy Ghost." And brother, I want you to know tonight, He'll lead us in and out in the paths of righteousness. And brother, that seed, it'll remain in us, and it'll grow, and it'll multiply. And brother, we'll bear forth much seed, we'll bear forth much fruit, and we'll glorify Father which is in heaven. Brother, He said, "As the Father hath loved Me, So have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Brother, I'll tell you what. If we begin to throw our hands up and quit, brother, we can't get anywhere. Brother, when tribulation comes and we throw our hands up and quit because of tribulation, brother, or temptation, brother, we'll never get anywhere. But we have to turn to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And if we turn to him, and if we look to him, he'll lead us and he'll guide us in the pathway of righteousness. He'll lead us around the pitfalls of the devil. He'll help us to walk that pathway of righteousness, a word that we'll abide in the Lord. The enemy's got all kinds of traps set out for us today. Brethren, he'll try his best to get us to fall into them. But I'm here to tell you tonight that if we'll keep our mind on Jesus and we'll keep our eyes on Jesus, it's like Peter with the apostles were out there in the boat and Jesus come walking to them on the water one night in the fourth watch of the night, and they all looked at him. They thought he was a spirit and that he would have gone by. But he said, Peter said, Lord, if it be you, come to me. But before that, Jesus said, be not afraid, it is I. And Brother Peter said, Lord, if it be you, he said, bid me to come to you, walking on the water. And Jesus said, to come on. Brother Jesus, Peter got out of that boat, and he began to walk on the water, and he went to Jesus. But before he got there, he began to look around him. He began to see the waves. He began to see the sea. It was tempestuous. Brother, I'll tell you, he began to sink, but he turned around and looked back to Jesus, and he reached out and he said, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached down and got him and put him on top of the water, and they went back and got in the boat. Our list of more preaching on promotion comes neither from the east or the west or the north, but it comes from the Lord, because the Lord sets one up and the Lord sets one down. Brother, the Bible said he had highly given him a name and highly exalted him over here in Philippians 2:9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. He's talking about Jesus. He said that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brother, I want you to know today, God, he will exalt you to places, brother, that in the Lord he'll cause you to be raised up. And brother, I'll tell you, just like John was preaching there about Joseph, brother, he just may promote you up into a place of prominence, because God has got people in every walk of life. He's got people that he's promoted because of his people, because of the gospel's sake. Listen to me. He said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in me, in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Brother Jesus went out here. He was born as a little baby and put in a manger in Bethlehem. And brother, he began to grow, and he began to grow. And at the age of 12 years, he was found in the temple asking questions and answering questions with the doctors of the law and of the Pharisees. And brother, he said, when they found him, he said, wish you not know that I must be about my Father's business. Listen to me tonight, folks. He was abiding in the love of the Father. Brother, I'll tell you today, it goes on, and when he was about 30 years old, and John was baptizing people, he went down to be baptized. John. He come out of the water. John saw the Spirit of God descending upon him in the form of a dove. And he said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Listen to me, folks. Jesus went into the wilderness. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible said, and afterward he was in hunger. Brother, and then the tempter came to him. The tempter came to him. Brother, and he began to tempt him. Brother, and he defeated the tempter in all three temptations that he set before him. And Jesus come out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. Brother, he began to do miracles. He began to cast out devils. He began to heal the sick. He began to give sight to the blind. He began to give hearing to the deaf. Brother, I'll tell you what. Then after a while, leaders tried to persecute him, and brother, they come against him, and they tempted him to try to make him get out of the will of God, but he didn't do that because he was in the Father's will. Brother, he continued in the Father's love, and brother, it come down to the end, and he knew that he'd be crucified. Brother, he said that he has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that every name should, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Father, listen to me, folks, tonight. There's nothing today that you can do on your own. But if the Word of God is abiding in you, brother, and you are abiding in Him, He said, ask what you will. Jesus said, I will never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. And it goes back to what Peter said. He said, if you'll humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, He would exalt you in due season. And I know tonight that there's a lot of people that could use some exaltation. And I'm talking about being lifted up out of despair. I'm talking about being lifted up out of depression. I'm talking about being lifted up and encouraged to go on in the Lord. Brother, and when people begin to say, I just can't make it. I just can't go on anymore. Brother, they need to be lifted up out of that. But if they would begin to stop and call on the name of the Lord, God would deliver them from that. He would lift them up. He'd set them their feet on a high place. Brother, he said, to set upon high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. In Job 5:11, brother, up here in 1 Samuel 2:8, he said, he raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Brother, God wants you sitting in a high places. Brother, the Bible said that he hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Honey, God wants you to go know that he's with you, that he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you, but he'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Brother, I'll tell you, he said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Oh, listen to me today. You might say, I just can't go on. I just can't live this life. Oh, but you can. If you abide in the love of the Father, the Spirit of God, he said, for as many as are the sons of God, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Brother, God will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you and help you to go on forth, brother, and live this Christian life. When you move yourself out of the way and let Jesus begin to have his way in your life, brother, he'll live a life in you, and you'll be able to go on, and you'll be able to live this life, brother, because it's no longer you that's living it, but it's Christ that is in you. Oh, listen, said, these things have I spoken to you, that my joy may joy remain in you, that your joy might be full. And Nehemiah 8:10, he said, the joy of the Lord was your strength. Brother, whenever that the joy of the Lord, brother, is moving in your heart, brother, and it's springing up in your heart, it will strengthen you, and it will help you. Listen to me today. All you have to do is begin to call on the Lord and tell God about the things that are troubling you, and tell him about the things that are bothering you, and ask him to help you to move for you in these things, and he will move for you. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Listen to me today. Brother, when Jesus began to tell us to love each other, that's telling us that we can love each other. You might say, I can love everybody except them people that's done me wrong. Honey, I'll tell you today, when you get into the love of God and the love of God begins working in you, brother, it'll cause you to love them that do you wrong. It'll cause you to love them just like that you love somebody that has never done you wrong, that's always done you good. Brother, he said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God is a wanting tonight to be your friend tonight. Brother, Jesus went to the cross. He was beat beyond recognition. They took a crown of thorns and they took thorns, a thorny bush. They say it's very painful to the touch if you get stuck with one of them. And they made a crown out of those thorny bushes and they put on his head and they pressed it down on his head and blood began to run out of the places. Brother, I'll tell you today, they took that for you and he took that for me. And I believe in one place in the Bible, he said, you've not resisted unto blood. Brother, I want you to know today, our trials might be hard, our temptations might be heavy, but God will help you and he'll deliver you. He'll give you the strength to go through these things. Brother, when the enemy come, when the tempter come to Jesus, when he was out there in the wilderness, he said, if thou be the Son of God. Now, he knew that Jesus was the Son of God, but he said, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones, that it be made bread. And Jesus said, for it is written, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jesus come at him with the word of God. Brother, and the tempter took him up unto the pinnacle of the temple, and he said, cast yourself down, for he shall give his angels charge concerning you. He said, they shall bear thee up in their hands. And Jesus said, for it is written, he said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And brother, I'll tell you, the tempter come to him again and said, he showed him the kingdom of the world. He said, all of this will I give you, for it's been delivered unto me. And he said, if you'll bow down and worship me. Jesus said, for it is written again, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, God will help you. And when the enemy come in, brother, and begin to give you a hard time, begin to give the enemy the word of God and tell him it is written. And brother, I'll tell you, God will begin to move in your behalf. Brother, I thank God tonight that God, he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us. But he said, I'll be with you all the way to the end of the world. He said, henceforth I call you not servants. He said, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friend. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. Listen to this verse 16. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth, go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Listen to me, friends. God is wanting to bless you, and God is wanting wanting to cause you to grow on up in the Lord. Brother's wanting to cause you to mature in the Lord. And brother, he'll do that if you abide in Jesus and Jesus abides in you. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, Jesus said, I don't call you a servant any longer. He said, but I call you a friend. Brother, I want you to know because he said, I let you know all that I'm going to do. And brother, I'll tell you tonight that Jesus, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, it's wonderful knowing the Lord. And brother, I want you to know tonight that, brother, whenever that God, he is, when God is in the arrangement, you'll begin to see God move. I'm going to play a song here by Timothy Dockery. Praise the Lord. John?
Yeah. Brother?
Won't you go ahead and obey the Lord?
All right. Thinking about out of Daniel chapter 3, here King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had brought into in this plain, it set up a golden image. This golden image was about 90 feet tall, about 90 feet wide. It was very ominous. He had made it, set it up in the plain of Dura, the province of Babylon. The Bible says he called together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces. It comes as a dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Tonight we got to be careful because there are things that people will set up in our lives. And as he was calling them, this was a dedication. This was a dedication to an idol god. This was a dedication to an image. Tonight, church, we need to be dedicated to the one and true living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says as they come, then the Bible declared that the herald commanded. That they commanded to come forth to all the people, the nations, and languages. That at the time that you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, all kinds of music,
You fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And whoso falls not down, verse 6, and worship, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So you begin to hear the music. When you begin to hear, they had all been called together to the dedication to this image, to dedicate to worship this idol God, this worship, this image that man had set, this image that there was no life. And tonight, we need to know, amen, that as we are coming and dedicating our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, Scripture teaches in the Chronicles, amen, that there was a dedication to the in the temple. We know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't dwell in temples made by men's hands. No, he only dwells in what was created by him, by God the Father. We need to know tonight, amen, as we come, amen, and as they set up this dedication, the Bible says that, amen, that as they done this, that there were certain people, that verse 8, that the certain Chaldeans come and begin to accuse the Jews. There were those that, of the Jews that did not bow down at the time that they heard the music. They did not worship, amen, this image that man had set up. But, amen, because there was a God they served, amen, and there's a God that they would not turn away from. Tonight, there's a God that we can serve, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ, that we don't need to turn away from, no matter what man has tried to set up in our lives. And then the Bible says that they spoke to King Nebuchadnezzar and told him, O king, live forever. And they told him that there was ones, Jews, that he had set up, amen, and they knew he had set up a Greek, so they just come, and they tried to flatter him, and as they tried to flatter him, they said, you know, King, you set up a Greek, and didn't you say that whosoever didn't fall down and worship the golden image, that they should be cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace? And you have these certain Jews, amen, that you set over the affairs of the province, amen. See, they had already been promoted by the king, and these were ones that were in captivity there. Again, those that were bondmen, those that had been enslaved, but they had been set over the affairs, amen, of the provinces of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And this is true. They didn't serve the gods of Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't serve the idol gods. They didn't serve the things where there was no life. The Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do you not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? What's the matter? Don't you serve my gods? Don't you serve the things I've set up in your life? Now, if you be ready, he's going to give him a second chance. Maybe he thought that they didn't hear the first time. So he said, now if you be ready. At the time which you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image that I have made you. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast in the same hour to the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Here, King Nebuchadnezzar, who is that God? Who is that God that will deliver you out of my hands? Church tonight, no matter whose hands you are, you will always be in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ as you turn to him. You need to know tonight that the hands of man, amen, no man shall pluck thee out of my hand, and no man shall pluck thee out of the Father's hand. You need to know tonight that we are in the hands of God. The Bible says in Isaiah that I have engraven thee in the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. And so the Bible says that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We don't take care to answer you in this matter. We already have the answer. If it be so, our God, not your gods, but our God, our single God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. They already knew. They already had it in their heart. They already had a made-up mind. They had an immutable counsel that the God that they served, no matter what, they were going to be delivered out of the hand of the king. They were going to be delivered out of the hand of the king. And the Bible says, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image that I set up. No matter what, they had a made up mind. They were not almost persuaded, they were fully persuaded. Apostle Paul said, I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed against that day. They believed that there was a full committal of the Lord Jesus Christ. They believed that the God that they had served would deliver them. And even if he didn't, they would never serve the gods of Nebuchadnezzar. Church, no matter what tonight, if you have a make-up mind, promotion will come from the Lord. Prosperity will come from the Lord, amen, as you have a made-up mind not to serve the gods of this desert and the set idols that man has set up in your life for you to bow down to. Maybe what caused you to, amen, to bow down at the sound of the music, at the sound, amen, of their commands, at the traditions of men, they would have you to bow down. But tonight, church, you don't have to bow down to one but the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the Father. Glory to the Father. Then the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury in the form of his visions. In other words, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated. In other words, he was so full of fury. I'm going to make that furnace hotter than it's ever been before. I'm going to make it seven times hotter than it would want to be heated. I'm going to really heat it up now. He was so full of fury. His visage changed. How he felt towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had completely changed. As he had set them over the fires, now he was getting ready to put them in the furnace. The Bible says that he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So here they had on their coats, their nettles, their tunics, everything else. They were bound, amen, and they put, as they were bound, they were cast in the fire, bound. Hallelujah. They had fetters on. They had these things that had been bound. Tonight, even though the world would throw you in bound, church, God's going to set you loose and set you free and promote you. And the Bible said, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Verse 21, then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, in the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. His most mighty men in his army died that night because of his anger, died that night because of his wrath. Died that night because they did not serve the God, because they had bowed down to the image. The image that was set up by man could not deliver them in the midst of the most fiery furnace. Church, tonight you need to know something, that in the midst of the most hot, fiery furnace, there's only one that can deliver you tonight. Then the Bible says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king, you got up in his haste. And the door of the furnace was open. The furnace was open there. He could see in the midst of the furnace. He could see in the midst of the fire. And as he looked into the midst of the fire, he asked his counselor, didn't we just throw three men bound in there? He answered and said, lo, you need to notice that I have seen four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they had no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. That king in men who had come, he had come and stood before a great ominous image, an idol, in the midst of the plain of Dura. He had called all the ones in the kingdom to come and bow down to this image and this idol who had no life. Hallelujah. Had no fire. Hallelujah. But as he come and he stood before the furnace, as he stood before the furnace that he had commanded to be more hotter than, seven times hotter than it would want to be heated. And as he stood outside that furnace, as he had commanded the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to be thrown into the fire bound, what he saw, the revelation that he saw, amen, was four men loose in the fire. There's a man already in, you need to know tonight, that he who is promoting you is already in the fire waiting for you, already to set you free, already to loose the binds that so bind you tonight. Already he said, amen, that he's come to set the captive free. Hallelujah, he's already there to promote you. He's already there, amen, to set you up, amen, as Nebuchadnezzar set up. Hallelujah, that this image, God is there to set you up and promote you. And the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come forth of the midst of the fire. Come forth of your own accord. Come forth, you servants of the Most High God. Nebuchadnezzar began to get what God was trying to show him. This God that he was talking about, the Son of God, amen, who was loosed, that fourth man in the fire, amen, come out. And he said, you are the servants of the Most High God. Come forth, come thither. And the Bible says, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king, captains, men gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Nor was the hair of their head singed, neither was their coat changed, nor the smell of fire had passed upon them. They had been in the fire, but the smell hadn't even got on them, church. Church tonight is believers. You can be in the midst of the fire, and you won't even get the smell. Not one hair on your head shall be singed. Not one hair of your head shall be harmed or changed. Hallelujah, tonight. Because you are in the fire with the Lord Jesus Christ. And while you're in the fire, God is promoting you. The whole time you're in the fire with him, the whole time you're in that trial, the whole time, amen, you're being, amen, though you be tried by fire, being much more precious than gold, the whole time you're in the fire with him, he's just promoting you. He's just exalting you. He's just lifting you up. He's just refining you. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. He has yielded their bodies. The Bible says, yield your members unto righteousness. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. He said, therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Nebuchadnezzar realized that there was no other God that can bring deliverance like the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, you need to know tonight, if you want promotion, if you want to be set free in the power of, in the fires of affliction, in the furnace that you're going through, in that which is going around. When people, amen, when the mighty men in the kingdom, amen, are being slayed by the same fire, you're being released by it. Amen, when you're a child of God tonight, you need to know one thing. The mighty men of the earth, the mighty men of the earth are being killed and slain by the same fire that's just setting you free. That fire is the fire of the Holy Ghost tonight, church. As the fire of the Holy Ghost is falling, then the Bible says, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Just one more time, you need to know that the fires of promotion are burning for you. The fires of promotion are just releasing you and loosening for you from everything and everything that the world has you bound by. You need to know tonight as you go through that fire, it's just releasing you, amen, to a place of promotion. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs chapter 4, beginning of verse 1, it says, hear ye children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. This is talking about wisdom here. For I give you good doctrine, forsaking not my law. In other words, I give you good teaching. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. This is talking about Solomon. Solomon is here, and he's talking about, amen, of course, not only his father David, but he's talking about the Heavenly Father. He said, He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. God began to speak to him. He appeared unto him in a dream. He said, what would you ask of me? And he said that you would give me discernment, judgment, that I may discern this people. so great a people. And he asked him because he didn't ask for a long life, and then because he didn't ask for the life that was in him, but because, amen, he wanted this wisdom to discern the people. God gave him what he had asked for. The Bible says, the life that's of the Lord, he gives you the desires of your heart. Tonight, you need to know one thing. When you're going through the fire, when you're going through the flood, when you're going through, it will not overtake you. When you go through the fire, it will not kindle against you. Isaiah 43, verse 1, you need to know tonight that the Lord will be with you. You need to know tonight, amen, hallelujah, that he says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. In other words, don't ever get rid of wisdom. You need to know tonight in Romans chapter 1 that Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God.
Amen.
The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. You want promotion tonight? Exalt God's wisdom. Lift up God's wisdom. Lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Hold on to her. Exalt her, and she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Embrace the wisdom of God tonight. Embrace the wisdom of the Father tonight. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. He's attaining here to wisdom to a woman. She, God's wisdom, shall deliver thee. God's wisdom shall exalt thee. God's wisdom, just as the king promoted there in Daniel chapter 3, wisdom will exalt you. Wisdom will promote you. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Wisdom of God will promote you and give you long life. He said, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. You need to know tonight, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way of wisdom, church. He will teach you and guide you in the right path. The Bible says, he will show us the path of life. Psalm 16, verse 11. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Just like Brother Eddie was talking about the joy earlier. In his presence is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures evermore. We have the opportunity tonight to receive the pleasures of the Lord Jesus Christ at his right hand. We have to be in his presence. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. When you run, he'll order your steps. He'll make your feet as hind feet. Take fast hold of instructions. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. You need to know tonight that wisdom is your life. Hold on to it. Hold on to the instructions. Don't let her go. Keep her. Hallelujah. Enter not to the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Do not go off the path of life tonight, church. There's a path of life. There is a way that's human right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You want to be promoted tonight? You need to go. He says, avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not except that they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. Just like he said, Nebuchadnezzar, set up an image, set up an idol. Right now, I feel all across there are people in your life. Be careful. Receive God's wisdom and let it promote you. And there's the reason why. Because there are people in your life that are setting up images of things in your life that cause you to fall. It says, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Those that are walking not in the light are walking in darkness. My son, attend to my words, in other words, the words of wisdom, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. You have to know something tonight, church. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the wisdom of God. They had the sayings of God, and they kept them. This is what kept them in the fire. This is what kept them. This is what appeared unto them. Amen. As the fourth man in the fire. For they are life unto these that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth, in other words, a shrewd mouth, for out of it are the issues of life. or excuse me, put away from thee a poor and perverse lips, but far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. The path is before you, church. Straight is the gate, narrow is the path, and few be there that find it. That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Straight ahead is the way to go, church. Keep your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Look into Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Tonight, this is the way. Jesus Christ is the promotion. Jesus Christ is the mark. When you hit the mark, when you come to the mark, press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Right now, when you hit that mark, press towards it, because that's what promotion. Promotion is not coming from any other thing or any other source. No one can promote you but the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one way of promotion, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the lifter up of your head. Promotion. Those of you, amen, that have come, God wants to promote you to sit in heavenly places. God wants you to promote you to sit in the Holy of Holies. God wants to promote you to sit with Him. Amen. God wants to promote you. Amen. And just like Brother Eddie said earlier, the blessings, the spiritual blessings, in heavenly places. This is where the Lord wants to sit. He wants you to sit down in His kingdom with Him, church.
Amen.
It comes by humility. It comes by abasing yourself. It comes, amen, and coming. No other way but through the Lord Jesus Christ. He will promote you. He'll be the lifter up of your head. Will you see promotion tonight, no matter what you go, or will you be like those? Amen. The counselor, the people of the world, they all bowed down to that image, but there were three men that held out for the one true God. Tonight, will you hold out to that wisdom? Will you hold out for promotion? Will you hold out, amen? Amen. Will you not rush down? That's the only one that you'll bow down to tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ. Promotion comes from Him tonight. Are you seeking it? God will give it to you. He's the only one that can. He's promoting you from death unto life. He's passed, amen. Everything He gives you will give you and come to eternal life. Will you receive it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you repent of your sins and come to Him? There is no other God. Tonight, there is no other God. Everything else is idols. Everything else, excuse me, is pagan gods. You need to know tonight, there's only one true living God, no matter where you're at, no matter where you live at. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, and promotion comes only from Him. Go ahead, Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord. Let's have a song or two here by Timothy Dockery.
great is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow.
In that song there is I'm Redeemed by the Branham family. Thank God tonight that we're redeemed. If we're born again into the family of God, we've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Jesus died, he gave his life, and that we might be redeemed. And it's the blood that cleanses from sin. It's the blood that washes away the sins. And brother, I want you to know tonight we're all born with a sinful nature, and brother, it's the blood of Jesus that changes that sinful nature and gives us a nature. And the Bible says in one place, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, then he's none of his. And brother, whenever that we're cleansed, whenever that our sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus, brother, the Spirit of Christ comes in, and brother, we begin to live for the Lord. And I'd like to read a little bit out of the second chapter of the book of Philippians. Said, if there be, verse 1, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill you my joy, that you may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And said, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit. And brother, we need the fellowship of the Spirit of God tonight, and we need to come into the Bible said to strive to come into the unity of the fellowship of to come into the unity of the Spirit. And brother, when we begin to come into the unity of the Spirit, Jesus said in place, he said, if as many as two or three agree touching any one thing, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. And Brother, I want you to know tonight that whenever that we begin to come into the unity of the Spirit, we can begin to agree. And he said, if two or three agree touching any one thing, it will be done of them or for them. And brother, I want you to know when we begin to get into the unity of the Spirit and we're all pressing forward to the same goal, and brother, we're in agreement and God can move in that situation. But brother, where there's confusion and where there's envy and where there's strife, there's every evil work, the Bible says. And, but brother, I want you to know tonight, he said here in verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than himself. And you really want to begin to see God move for you, begin to put your brother or your sister in front of you, and brother, begin, instead of taking the front seat, begin to let somebody else have the front seat, and you sit behind them, and brother, you begin to esteem your brother or your sister better than yourself. And brother, I want you to know, it said, look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. And he's talking about, brother, that you begin to care about people, and you begin, when you begin to see people in need, you begin to reach out and you begin to help them. And brother, when you see somebody's in trouble, you reach out and you begin to help that person to get out of that trouble and begin to lift them up. And when you begin to lift them up, the Bible says as a man, whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. Now listen to this verse here. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Psalm 27, verse 5. And brother, when you begin to set your brother and sister before you, and brother, you begin to esteem your brother higher than yourself, brother, you're opening yourself up, brother, for a blessing from God. And we're talking about promotion cometh from God. And brother, God will begin to use this and begin to promote you and begin to set you up. And brother, I want you to know tonight, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Brother, if anybody had a right to take upon himself a reputation, Jesus had the right to do that. But brother, he didn't come for that purpose. He didn't come to glorify himself, but he come to glorify the Father. Brother, he said he took on him the form of a servant and made him the likeness of men. Brother, he was made like you or me, and he come in the form of a servant. Brother, I want you to know today, Jesus, like I said a while ago, when he was born, he was placed in a manger. He was born and placed in the lowliest place that you could be born in, brother, and be inside a shelter. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks, but God, he had a work for Jesus to do, and Jesus needed to go and do that work, and that's the reason he came. He came to give his life. Brother, he came to show us the Father's will and to lay down his life, and brother, begin to brother, walk after the Father, and the Father began to show himself in him. John was talking about the revelation of the three Hebrew boys being thrown into that fiery furnace, and the fourth walking around among them made like unto the Son of God. Brother, I want you to know this revelation today that Jesus gave us, brother, that he come to do the will of the Father, and we begin to see that will. Brother, we'll begin to walk in the will of God. We'll begin to walk after the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll begin, as we talked a while ago, to bring forth much fruit in the Lord. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, that we, brother, that Jesus was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient even to the death of the cross. Oh, listen to me. He told him in one place, he said, know ye not I could call my Father, and he'd send 12 legions of angels after me. Oh, but let me tell you, he didn't come, but he come to give his life. He come to die that we might have life. He come to bear our sin. He come to pay that he did not owe, because we owed a debt that we couldn't pay. and he come to pay our debt tonight. Oh, listen to me, brothers and sisters out there, and you that are lost tonight, listen. Jesus died for you, and Jesus rose again on the third and appointed morning for you. And brother, all you got to do is begin to call on his name. And if you begin to believe that, and you begin to seek after God and call on his name, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Oh, brother, he said, but wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. I forgot only just a little bit a while ago, brother, the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let me tell you something, the devils, the demons of hell, they bow down to the name of Jesus. The angels in heaven, they bow down to the name of Jesus, because there's no other name given among men whereby man must be saved. Brother, there's no other name like the name of Jesus. It's a name that's above every name tonight. Buddha is a man. He was a man, brother, and I'll tell you today, brother, that he couldn't save you, but Jesus can. Brother, I want you to know today that there's other people that's been, there's other gods that has been raised up and deified, but let me tell you today that Jesus is the only one that can save you and wash you and make you clean in the blood of Jesus. Oh, listen to me today. Jesus is the only one that can bring life into a dead body or into a dead spirit and raise that spirit, regenerate that spirit and make them a child of God. Oh, listen to me, brother. God is one, brother, that's willing. Brother, he paid the price that we could come to him. He paid the price that we could be born again into the family of God and become a child of God. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God is with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. When we've got problems that come, he'll go with us, and he'll go through them problems. The Bible says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was tempted at all points like as we are, yet without sin. Oh, listen to me tonight. Jesus knows what you're going through with, because he's done been through it, and God wants to promote you and lift you up and encourage you. Oh, listen, he said, thou hast shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Listen to me, to the Lord. This writer here, he said that was Psalms 31:8. He said, thou hast not given him into the hand of the enemy, but set his feet in a large room. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Oh, listen to me today. God will set you on a pathway to get you right where he's at, where he wants you to be. And like John said a while ago, every one of you out there is there right where God has set you at. But I'm telling you today, that don't have to be as far as you go. But brother God, he said, here he has established my goings. And this is Psalms 40 and verse 2. Brother, Jesus has got a path that he wants you to walk on. Brother, and when you begin to walk on that path, he will establish your goings. He will help you to walk that pathway. Brother, and I'll tell you today, he will exalt you in due season if you faint not. Brother, the Bible said, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And he will exalt you in due season. Brother, he said that if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he said he would exalt us in due season. You might say, oh, but I've tried and I've tried. But brother, let me tell you, it's not any time. time to quit. It's not any time to throw your hands up and say it's enough. But let me tell you today, when God, brother, whenever he begins to want to bless you, brother, you've got to follow him. Brother, let me tell you today, he said that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, if you have not always obeyed, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And when you begin to do that, God will begin to lead you, brother. And he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, God will lead you into the path that he's got for you to walk in. He'll lead you in the pathway of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Brother, I'll tell you today, just fear before God. Humble yourself down before God and begin to seek after God for what God would have you to do. And God will begin to speak to your heart. He will put his Spirit upon you to lead you and guide you and direct you. And brother, as he begins to do that, brother, he'll, it's untelling for all that he may lead you to. Listen, God wants to promote you unto a that you'll be blessed, that you'll not only be blessed, but that you'll be pleased in, for peace belongeth to the Lord. Listen to me tonight, God with us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you all the way unto the end of the world. He said in verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Brother, I want you to know today, God has got a will in your life, brother, that he wants to fulfill. Brother, and he'll make known to you his will, brother, that you might walk therein. He said, and I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 23, verse 4. Brother God, he said, he'll give you pastors according to his will. Brother, and they'll teach you, and they'll give you understanding concerning the things that be of God. God wants to bless you, and God wants to minister to you. Listen to me, when you begin to get real still before God, brother, and he talked about being humble, when you begin to be still before God, you'll begin to see who God is. He said, neither being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Listen to me, when you're an example, brother, you can only be an example. The Bible said, he that teacheth, let him wait on his teaching, and he that ministereth, let him wait on his ministering. Brother, and I'll tell you today, when God begins to minister to you and God begins to teach you, you can minister to somebody else, and you can begin to teach somebody else. Listen to me today, but God wants us to wait upon him. He said he'll run and not grow weary. He'll walk and not faint. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, he said, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Brother, we're talking about promotion. One of these days, the Bible said, it's appointed once in the man to die, and after this, the judgment. We'll receive that promotion, that final promotion. And I know tonight we've been preaching on promotion, and that's what we're still preaching on. And we're preaching on promotion in this world, but that final promotion will be a crown of glory that fadeth not away. He said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. He said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Brother, that was verses 1 Peter 5, 4. 5 and 6. Brother, he said, be clothed with humility. Brother, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. God wants us to be humble before him today. He wants us to be humble, and he wants us not to be resisted, but he wants to come to us, and he wants them seed that we talked about, brother, to be in our heart, that we might walk in the love of God. He said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. Brother, he said, if we exalt ourselves, we'll be abased, but if we humble ourselves, we'll be exalted. That's over, I believe, in the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, I believe that's where it's at. Brother, I want you to know, he said in verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Brother, God cares about you today. He cares about what you're going through with, and he wants to exalt you above all these things that trouble you, and brother, that hold you down. Brother, I want you to know today, he said, and I shall set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them and shall be their shepherd. Listen to this. That was Ezekiel 34:23, and this is Acts 15:16. After this, I will return and I will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. Oh, listen, humility is what it's about tonight. It said here, he said, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. At verse 7, he wants you to cast all your cares upon him, not just part of them. He don't want nothing to get you down that you can't follow him, but he wants you to follow him. He wants you to cast all your cares upon him. And brother, when you get your heart emptied out of everything that's troubling you, brother, of everything that's holding you back, brother, he can fill up that heart with the love of God, brother, and cause you to know his leadership, his guiding and his directing tonight. He'll do that for you. He said, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. God is with us tonight, and God will promote you, brother, to where that you'll be blessed. God wants to minister to you. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, all you've got to do is give yourself to him. Brother, it's like them three Hebrew children that he's talking about. They refused to bow down to any other god, and God promoted them out of that fire, and he promoted them in the kingdom. Oh, listen to me today, but the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Oh, listen, we're at perfection today. Brother, we're looking for that perfection today. Brother, I'll tell you today that when we begin to walk in the fullness of our understanding, God will bring us into a place. He said, let us go therefore on into perfection. Brother, and when we do that, brother, we'll begin to grow up into the Lord. Brother, we'll be mature Christians, mature men and women in the Lord. He said, establish, strengthen you. Brother, God wants to establish you. He wants to plant your feet on that solid rock that I was talking about. Brother, the Bible said this. He said, I liken you unto a wise man who dug down and who got on the rock and built his house on the rock. Brother, he said, and the storms come and the winds blow, and he said that house would stand there. Brother, I'll tell you what, and that's what you'll be likened unto. Brother, as being established in the Lord and strengthened, and brother, when he strengthens you, the enemy will come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him, that you can go on and live for Jesus, that you can go on and carry this glory out and minister to other people and be a witness unto other people. And as you're a witness unto other people, God will use you to reach into the heart of the people and draw them to Christ. Oh, listen to me tonight. He said, after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me. Brother, I want you to know today that he'll lead you. He'll give you the Holy Ghost. He'll put his Holy Ghost upon you. He'll baptize you in the Holy Ghost, brother, and he'll begin to lead you and guide you. He'll use you greatly tonight. If you'll just go on forward, it says to him, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Oh, listen to me today. To him, to God, to Jesus Christ, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Brother, I want you to know tonight that glory belongs to him. He said, I am God. He said, beside me there is no God. I know not any. Brother, I want you to know today that God, he's the one today that will set you up. He's the one that will bring you out of despair. He's the one that will help you to walk forward in the Lord, brother, and to cause you to be strengthened and to be established, brother, and to be made perfect in the Lord. Oh, listen to me tonight. God is wanting to bless you tonight. All you have to do is call on him and dedicate your heart to him. Brother, when you begin to give yourself to him, brother, you're getting to the place that God can begin to speak to your heart. He said, be still and know that I'm God. Brother, you begin to be still, and God begins to make himself known unto you. Brother, and he'll begin to teach you. He'll begin to give you understanding. You might say, I can't understand the word of God. The Bible says that God giveth to all men. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and he upbraideth not. God is wanting to bless you tonight, and God is wanting to use you. And all you have to do is humble yourself before him and call upon him. And as you do that, he'll promote you. Brother, Abraham was a man. Brother, he was a humble man. But let me tell you today, God exalted him, and God made him a great man today. And brother, I want you to know he'll make you, brother, he'll make you a great individual today if you'll just humble yourself down and begin to seek after him. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Let's have another song here today. Brother said, I'm in it for the love, sung by the Scots.
As I toil along, some folk think I have nothing. Just a waste of time and talent, some might say. But if they could only look beyond what the mortal life holds, they would find a treasure beyond what man can pay. I'm here for the
love.
I'm in it for the love of Jesus.
Your God.
praise the Lord. That was, I'm in it for the love by the Scots. And I want to ask you to remember Brother and Sister Yearwood as they're in this revival and up next to Chillicothe, Ohio. And Brother Yearwood said they'd been one baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I've not talked to him since then, but remember him and pray for them as they're out trying to do the work of the Lord. Brother John?
Yeah.
Would you like to close us in prayer? We've got a minute and 30 seconds.
All right. We just want to praise the Lord. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer and just all across this globe. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. And God, we ask you, Lord, that you would touch each one of these ministries, Father, that are represented. And promotion does come from you. And God, that you would promote these that have humbled themselves in thy sight, thy hand, that thou would highly exalt them. Father, we ask that, Lord, as you have baptized this one in the Holy Ghost and fire, that you would continue to do that in the revival in Chillicothe. And Father, not only in the revival in Chillicothe, but all across this globe tonight. And Father, that promotion is going all over the globe, all in every country, Father, that we're reaching out to tonight, and every home and every life, that in the name of Jesus Christ, that is your intent, Father, Lord, to just lift us up, and Lord, be in every place with you. Father, I pray all across the land that you would promote, Lord, from sickness unto health, that, Lord, that you would promote us from death unto life. Father, we thank you and we praise you, and that your hand is upon us, Lord, and Lord, we ask that, Lord, you continue to bring us back, Father, together, Lord, and be lifted up. And, Lord, as you are lifted up tonight, Lord, that you would draw all men. And there's all power in heaven and earth being given unto you. And as you were lifted and as you were promoted, that you put everything underneath your feet. And, Father, tonight we put everything in our feet, and, Lord, that we would sit together tonight. And that you would get the glory and you would get the honor. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.
Amen. Good night, John.
Good night. Okay.